Y weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska. For today, becoming partly sunny around 12. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, cloudy skies, 1 below 0. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, scattered snow showers, highs around 6. Tomorrow night, we'll continue with scattered snow showers. We'll drop down to 3 below. For Saturday, chance of snow early, high of 7. Right now, it's 9 above.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. A deep dive into the latest USDA cattle inventory report indicates a tighter beef supply situation for the coming year. That according to Caitlin McCulloch, Director and Senior Ag Economist for the Livestock Marketing Information Center.
So the cattle inventory report showed that total cow and calves were down about 0.3%. And we get once a year a January 1 number, and then we also get a July 1 number. And so this is our signpost for what to expect the next year in terms of the cattle cycle, where the direction of the cow herd's going, and this seemed to affirm that we're still in a contractionary phase.
The 2020 calf crop down about 1.3%. The revised 2019 calf crop down about 2% from 2018.
That's about 500,000 head we lost in 2019. There are other some noteworthy changes or lack thereof of changes. Beef replacement number was very close to a year ago, and most of the analysts ahead of the report thought that number for sure was going to contract.
She says the cattle grazing on small grain saw a huge rebound from a year ago.
And that's at 1.7 million head. That's a 7.5% jump from last year. You do have quite a bit more cattle there out in the country that still need to come on feed. And when that timing is, which is going to probably matter quite a bit to what we see in the Fed in terms of how Fed cattle prices react throughout the year.
Beef cow states, Texas at the top with 4.685 million head. Oklahoma second, 2.189 million cows. Others include 3, Missouri, 4, Nebraska, and 5th, Kansas. And registration is open for the special edition of the 2021 Commodity Classic. It will be delivered digitally this year direct to the farm March 2nd through the 5th. Now the first 5,000 farmers register for free. Go to commodityclassic.com to register. It's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Mid-America Network News, I'm Andy Hoosier. After the student-athlete in Ellis County at Fort Hays State University tested positive for the new UK variant of the coronavirus, and after close contact tracing of over 200 individuals and COVID-19 testing, one more student has tested positive for the variant as well.
Because of Fort Hays State University's promoting of masking and physical distancing in classes, and because athletics were screened routinely, weekly, there were not many close contacts of the original case. The quick invitation to KDHE to come in and do enhanced testing and cooperation from the community contributed greatly to the successful case investigation and testing.
That was Dr. Lee Norman with the Kansas Department of Health and Environment. The KDHE did report 1,934 new COVID-19 cases since Monday this week. They also reported an additional 106 deaths and 91 hospitalizations since the beginning of the week. They say as of right now, 252 active COVID-19 clusters are around the state. Mid-America Network News. 120 years ago, the Lundgren family planted our roots in rural Gulf County, Kansas, and today the fourth generation is still on the land. We invite you to celebrate with us these milestones on Friday, February 19th, as we host our 20th annual Dollars and Cents production sale on the site of the original homestead. This year's offerings include 90 yearling Angus and Red Angus bulls, along with 26 yearling heifers. Sires represented include XR Monumental,
Basin Payweight 1682,
Haas Achievement,
Harley, and other top sires.
The cattle have all been genomics tested and evaluated through the dollar profit system. That's why we believe it makes sense to invest your dollars in LAR Genetics. Visit LundgrenAngusRanch.com to view a copy of our sale catalog and links to videos on all the cattle being offered. Better yet, join us at the ranch 10 miles south and 3.5 miles west of Gove on Friday, February 19th at 12:30. Call Blake at 785-410-3750 or Larry at 785-673-9047 with questions. That's Friday, February 19th for the 20th annual Lundgren Angus Ranch sale. Hope to see you there. A House committee has advanced a bill to expand Kansas's recognition of other states' concealed carry permits. Republican Attorney General Derek Schmidt said the bill would help Kansas maintain reciprocity agreements with other states, which would help Kansans carry concealed firearms elsewhere. The bill is drawing pushback from Democrats and gun control groups that worry the bill would allow people from states with looser gun laws to carry concealed weapons in Kansas.
The House Federal and State Affairs Committee on Wednesday voted to advance the bill to the full House for a vote. In other news, officials in northern Kansas say a man has drowned after falling through the ice in Kerwin National Wildlife Refuge. Wichita TV station Cake News reports that the incident happened on Tuesday afternoon at the National Wildlife Refuge.
Deserves a beautiful home. Duzine Enterprises can give you that. With an interior designer on staff, you'll be able to choose flooring and furnishings that coordinate gorgeously with your lifestyle and personal style. Choose from a modern selection of carpet, luxury vinyl, laminate flooring, and tile, all put in by our certified installers. Get your beautiful home today. Call Duzine Enterprises in Washington.
Nebraska Mid-America Network News. Good Thursday. The state of Nebraska should see at least 43 retail pharmacies participating in a new federal program to help provide coronavirus vaccinations, although state officials say they don't have a good way to communicate with all of them to avoid mistakes. Governor Pete Ricketts says he's grateful for the additional 5,700 doses that Nebraska will get through the federal program, but he's concerned about how all the different businesses will coordinate with the state's efforts. The governor says the federal program didn't include a way for states and retailers to ensure that they're on the same page. Nebraska Medicine and the University of Nebraska Medical Center are notifying patients and employees whose personal information may have been compromised in a data security breach last fall. The Omaha World-Herald reports that the breach may have affected up to 219,000 people in Nebraska and other states. I'm Rick Averett, Nebraska Mid-America Network News.
Midwest Kia is celebrating President's Day all month long with huge savings on over 200 new Kias. Check out the all-new 2021 Kia lineup and save big no matter what you choose. This month, get 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on select new 2021 Kia models. And while they last, get dealer discounts up to $12,000 on remaining new 2020 Kias in stock. The President's Day sales event is going on now with the all-new three-row Kia Sorento, the sporty K5, and the versatile Seltos with standard all-weather drive.
Reporting local news, I'm Bruce Dierking. Recent house fires this week in Marysville have officials urging caution from residents and homeowners during this extreme cold spell. Space heaters draw a considerable load on electrical systems, and extension cords and multiple plugs are often a dangerous combination. Exposed flames or heating units close to combustible materials are also concerns, and the process of thawing pipes can be dangerous if not monitored. Marysville volunteer firemen answered a call Wednesday afternoon at a residence south of the elementary school and were called out Tuesday morning to a home in the 500 block of Jenkins. Final damage estimates not available but were reported as extensive. Neither residence was occupied at the time of the fires and no injuries were reported. Marshall County Health Nurse provided commissioners an update on COVID vaccinations at the meeting last week, noting some residents over the age of 65 are being prioritized for vaccine as supplies arrive. Some 2,000 doses have been requested. The department is coordinating with Community Memorial Healthcare with a hotline, which allows leaving sign-up information by calling 562-4474. Invenergy, a Chicago-based company, continues seeking easements for the Grain Belt Express Transmission Line project that will pass through Washington, Marshall, and Nemahal counties as part of a 750-mile line that will deliver southwest Kansas wind energy to Illinois. The proposed route would run west-east about a mile south of U.S. 36 Highway. Easements would include a 20% down payment, with landowners allowed continued use of the property. The firm has indicated they would begin reaching out to county officials along the route sometime this year. At a recent county commissioners meeting, Marshall County Public Works outlined plans for Onyx Seal and overlay projects, which are to include sealing 30th Road from Highway 36 to Highway 9 and Pheasant Road from Highway 99 to Winifred. Overlay this year will include Indian Road from Axtell West to Highway 99. Washington County commissioners met last Monday and heard a request from Heinen Brothers for airport improvements including concrete and hangar space. Hanna Brothers would pay for the project. They were asked to approach the airport committee regarding the proposal. Commissioners approved a resolution commanding Rural Fire District No. 4 with the Lynn Volunteer Fire Department. A COVID update was presented. Additional vaccine doses continue to arrive. Washington County Health Department is taking appointments for vaccine for those residents 65 and older. Nemahal County Commissioners last week spoke with a delegation of representatives, including the architect and construction managers, proposed for the senior transit facility. The group answered questions concerning construction, maintenance, and cost. Commissioners indicated they would like time to discuss the project further before approving and signing a contract with Trinium Contractors. Commissioners passed a resolution authorizing the Nemahal County attorney to move forward with a tax sale. The Marshall County Agency on Aging will distribute breadbasket commodities Friday, February 12th. Distribution is only for Marshall County residents that qualify financially. If you're not already signed up, you may do so at the distribution. Please bring a copy of a proof of income they can keep with your application. Boxes will be handed out from the South Side Bus Bay at the Helvering Center Friday from 9 to 11 a.m. Again, this is for Marshall County income qualified residents only. The Harvester's food distribution for February Friday in Axtell has been canceled. Recycling Saturday in Marysville is postponed until February 20th. Axtell Recycling Saturday is canceled. Nancy M. Tice, age 71, of Morroville, passed away Friday. Funeral service Friday, 10 a.m. at the Washington United Methodist Church. Burial in the Morroville Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8, at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Nancy Tice. Helen E. Elder, age 93, of Washington, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Friday at 2 at the Washington United Methodist Church. Burial in the Washington City Cemetery. Visitation Thursday, noon until 8, at the Ward Funeral Home in Washington, in charge of arrangements for Helen Elder. Lola R. Hers, age 89, of Lynn, passed away Monday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Zion Lutheran Church, Lynn. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, 4 until 8, at the Ward Funeral Home in Lynn, in charge of arrangements for Lola Hers. Donna Losey, age 82, formerly of Hanover, passed away Sunday. Funeral service Saturday, 10 a.m. at the Trinity Lutheran Church, rural Hanover. Burial in the church cemetery. Visitation Friday, noon until 8, at the Hanover Mortuary, in charge of arrangements for Donna Losey. Mary E. Beefy, age 85, of Pawnee City, passed away January 23rd. A celebration of life service is planned Saturday at the Zion Lutheran Church, Pawnee City, interment in the Pawnee City Cemetery. Visitation Friday, 9 until 8. Family will greet friends Friday from 4 until 6 at the Wherry Mortuary, Pawnee City, in charge of arrangements for Mary Beefy.
Are you an employer with W-2 employees? Do you have any self-employed income or file a Schedule C for business income? Are you a farmer or rancher with a Schedule F? If you answered yes to any of these questions, please contact your local UBT branch to go over your potential eligibility for an SBA PPP forgivable loan. United Bank and Trust, banking for your way of life. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Ever wondered what $999 could get you at Ashley Home Store in Beatrice? An LG 65-inch 4K smart TV and soundbar, $999. Ashley reclining sofa and reclining love seat, $999. Amana glass top self-cleaning range and over-the-range microwave, $999. 25-foot chest freezer, $999. Or $42 a month for 24 months. And as always, free shipping to your garage or driveway. Ashley Home Store and Brand Source Appliance Store, Indian Creek Mall, Beatrice. See store for details.
Let me list all the ways Riverside Market and Flowers can help you this Valentine's Day. They have flowers, blooming plants, balloons, candy, jewelry, luxury soaps and candles, Duke Cannon for him, and more. And they deliver to Marysville, Frankfort, Barnes, Randolph, and all locations in between, plus free delivery to all Valley Heights schools on Friday. Whew, that's a lot of ways to say I love you to all the loves of your life. Call or stop in at the Riverside Market today. Here's your KNDY weatherology forecast for northeast Kansas and southeast Nebraska.
Looking at the surface map, we have a low pressure system across the southern parts of the United States. To the north of that system, we're seeing ice and nasty weather from Texas, Arkansas into the mid-Atlantic states. To the north of this low, we're seeing a little bit of some scattered snow showers across the central, east central parts of the Midwest. It looks like in our area, upper level system will bring us some more chances for some scattered snow showers tomorrow into Saturday, with another low that will move across the central parts of the Midwest Sunday into the early parts of next week, bring and more snow. Otherwise, we'll see even colder temperatures starting tomorrow through the weekend. So across the area, becoming partly sunny around 12. Winds will be from the northeast between 5 and 10. Tonight, cloudy skies will drop down to 1 below. Winds will be from the north between 5 and 10. For tomorrow, mostly cloudy skies, scattered snow showers. We'll see highs around 6. That's your forecast. I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford.
Cupid is taking aim. If you've been hit, head to Reflections Hallmark. Your favorite Hallmark store is well stocked with cards, candy including Russell Stover's assortments, plush animals 25% off, and more to tickle everyone's fancy, and they'll wrap your gift for free. Stop in today at Reflections in downtown Marysville.
Average high temperature mid-February, 45. Record high on this date, 77. The average low, 20, and the record low is 21 below zero. Sunrise this morning, 7:24. Sunset this evening at 6 p.m.
Poor driving visibility can be a frequent hazard in winter. We will share a few tips for keeping your windshield crystal clear on the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report.
You owe over $10,000 in back taxes. You've called every tax firm out there. They all say the same thing, making promises they never keep, and you're sick of it. What you really need is a new start on your back taxes. If you're faced with garnishments, levies, audits, or years of unfiled tax returns, we'll fight to get you the new start you deserve. Call 1-800-312-9995. Our New Start program will stop collection efforts, remove any liens the IRS has in place, and help you reduce your back taxes by as much as 80%. That's right, 80%. Don't wait until another tax season ends and another year of penalties and interest are added to your balance. If you owe at least $10,000 to the IRS and need a new start on your back taxes, call 1-800-312-9995. That's 1-800-312-9995. Let the professionals at Coast One Financial Group fight to get you the new start you deserve. Again, that's 1-800-312-9995.
With more practical tips and useful advice, this is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report for Thursday, February 11th, the 42nd day of the year. Actress Jennifer Aniston has a birthday, and inventor Thomas Edison was born on this day in 1847. Fogged up car windows are a real nuisance this time of year. Do you struggle getting them cleared? It might seem counterintuitive in the winter, but using the air conditioner is one of the most effective techniques. Air conditioning dehumidifies the cabin and will quickly clear a fogged windshield. Use the temperature control if the air is too cold. If it's not raining, crack the windows open to keep your breath from refogging the glass. And here's a tip to keep your outside mirrors frost-free. At night, wrap them in plastic sandwich bags. That is the Old Farmer's Almanac Radio Report. To learn more and sign up for our free e-newsletter, visit almanac.com.
Cook & Company honors the military men and women who were wounded and still in need of medical care. From Cook & Company in Seneca, offering one of the widest selections of interior and exterior wood doors in North America, and quality handcrafted cabinetry that will add beauty to every room in your home. Prairie View Industries honors the military personnel that have served this beloved country with bravery and dedication. The sacrifices continue daily for those who have been wounded and continue to need medical care. From the staff at Prairie View Industries in Fairbury, breaking down barriers with our access ramps. Blue Valley Door Company wants to take a moment to remember all the military men and women who were wounded and continue to need medical care. Blue Valley Door Company in Beatrice, service and install all types of doors and openers, seamless guttering as well for farm, industrial, residential doors and openers.
Kansas Mid-America Network Sports. Good Thursday. The Kansas City Chiefs confirmed last night that Britt Reid is no longer employed by the club. He'd been placed on administrative leave through the duration of his contract, as his role in a crash that hurt a 5-year-old girl remains under investigation. That contract has expired. There's no word right now if Britt Reid is still in the hospital after his dad, Chiefs head coach Andy Reid, shared on Monday that the younger Reid had had surgery and was recovering. The Kansas City Royals announced last night they've acquired outfielder Andrew Benintendi and cash considerations from Boston in a three-team trade. The 26-year-old Benintendi has spent his entire major league career with the Red Sox. He was limited to 14 games in 2020 due to a right rib cage strain, but managed to draw 11 walks, which led the club through games of August 11th. On the college hardwood last night, Wichita State over Central Florida, 61-60. Mid-America Network Sports.
You asked, and Rustiak Ford responded. We're now open on Sundays.
Yes.
Yes. Rustiak Ford will now be open on Sundays for your shopping convenience and to better serve you. So you can shop over 800 new Fords, certified pre-owned vehicles, and used cars, trucks, and SUVs 7 days a week. With such a wide variety of vehicles to choose from, we're bound to have something for everyone. Our team will help you find the car you want at a price and payment that fits your budget. And now is the time to take advantage of some of the best Ford factory incentives we've ever had to offer. If you don't come to Rustiak Ford, we can't save you money. As a family-owned and operated Ford dealership for over 67 years, Rustiak Ford has become one of the most trusted names in all of Wichita. And now, we're here to serve you 7 days a week. The time for your next new vehicle is now, only at Rustiak Ford. Remember, if you don't come see us, we can't save you money. RustiakFord.com.
Hendrick Motorsports has swept the front row for the Daytona 500 with Alex Bowman and William Byron. Bowman posted a lap at 191.26 miles per hour to earn Hendrick its sixth Daytona 500 pole in 7 years. It's the fourth consecutive year Bowman will start from the front row. William Byron made it a Hendrick sweep with a lap at 190.21 miles per hour. It was only the front row which was set last night. A person familiar with the situation says the Denver Broncos are releasing cornerback A.J. Bouye after one tumultuous season. Bouye's injury-riddled season in Denver was cut short when he received a six-game suspension in December for violating the NFL's policy on performance-enhancing drugs. College hardwood tonight, it's the Iowa State Cyclones and the Kansas City Jayhawks. That one tips off at 6 p.m. K-State's next matchup comes on Saturday as they'll take on the Oklahoma State Cowboys. That one set to tip at 7 p.m. Mid-America Network Sports.
Marysville High School hosted district wrestling this past weekend with three each, district champion, runner-up, and consolation, two others placing fourth. Gabe Fredrickson, Patrick Smith, and Jack Lott placing first. Elise Rose won her weight class in the girls' division. Carter Trimble, Ian Dittamore, and Garrison Craig finished runner-up. Jake Dankenbrink, Kai Barton, and Bo Wassenberg finishing third. Hayden Price and Jacob Hafley placed fourth. All advanced to regionals at Rossville this weekend. Thursday night basketball tip-off. Twin Valley League play Frankfort at Valley Heights live on KNDY-FM 95.5, on air, online, and on demand.
It could be a cellar, an attic, or even a storage unit. Many of us have a place to keep those things that we just might need someday. But what do you do when you have a large company that needs to store valuable items for long periods of time? This place fits the bill. We go there on this edition of the American Countryside.
Hi, I'm Ag Day host Clinton Griffiths, and I invite you to join me each morning as we cover the nation's food system, from fields of green to orchards of orange and livestock everywhere in between. America runs on agriculture, and here at Ag Day, agriculture's what we do best. Listen as our analysts track the markets, learn about innovations in technology and sustainability, and live the country lifestyle through the eyes of rural America. Join me, Clinton Griffiths, for Ag Day, the country experience.
Hey, I'm Rodeo Clown J.J. Harrison. Now, if you've ever seen me in the arena, you know I like to have fun and take chances. But I also take safety very seriously, because rodeo clowning can be dangerous, but so can farming or ranching. Never assume location of depth of underground utilities or pipelines. Before you start work, always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com. It only takes a minute, and it can save your life.
Always call 811 or visit clickbeforeyoudig.com before you start work. A message from the Pipeline Operators for Ag Safety Campaign.
There are a lot of important items stored below the earth in Hutchinson, Kansas, specifically 650 feet down in the hollowed-out corridors of the area's active salt mines. Lee Spence is president and CEO of Underground Vaults and Storage.
We have a lot of medical charts for the health industry, oil and gas records for the major oil and gas producers in the world.
A lot of items here are things you'd expect, like records from law firms and government offices.
Over a third of what is stored here is filmed from the motion picture studios. The salt mine is a constant 68 degrees at 40 to 45% humidity. There's plenty of room to expand storage areas underground, but there's also a steady stream of materials moving both in and out of the mines. Companies may need to retrieve records, or some might be destroyed after an amount of time lapses. And for the movie companies, it may be a new edit of a movie or using scenes from old films that has them calling on Lee's crew to bring something up from the basement, so to speak. It's a little like having an attic with seemingly unlimited space.
We're always pack rats. People are always leery of throwing something away because you always might need something. And our company has branched out into several different locations. Right now we have 12 locations to include the UK. We actually have some storage facilities in London as well.
Every year, thousands of visitors come underground to see the salt mine at Stratica, the Kansas Underground Salt Museum. They can also see exhibits that show what Lee's company does. While you won't see films or documents due to security, you will see the tunnels and mines where it all happens. Quite a tour for sure. Traveling the countryside in Hutchinson, Kansas, I'm Andrew McCray.
There will be a land auction, 260 acres more or less, in Elm Creek Township, located 7 miles south of Marysville on the West River Road. Auction Friday, February 19th, 10 a.m. for the Eddington Family Trust. This includes an irrigation system installed in the spring of 2017. The property includes 260 acres more or less, listed at 60 acres dry land, 102 acres irrigation, 96 acres native grass, the remainder in tame grass. This irrigated and non-irrigated land auction of property in Elm Creek Township, located 7 miles south of U.S. 36 on the West River Road on the east side, will be sold at auction Friday, February 19th. Sale begins at 10 a.m. at the American Legion in Marysville. For inspection or details, contact Donald Prell, Realty and Auction, Don Prell, Steve Prell, or Valerie Prell, brokers and auctioneers. There will be a land auction, 700-plus acres in Gage County, located a half-mile north to a mile-and-a-half north of Odell on the east side of Southwest 61st Road. Sale Thursday, February 25th, 10 a.m. at the Odell Community Center. Tract 1 is 83 acres, 75 acres cropland, 90% tillable dry land with good producing soils and maintained terrace and waterways. Tract 2 is 201 acres, 184 acres cropland, 91% tillable with the remainder in waterways with little waste. Tract 3 is 80 acres, 70 acres cropland, 87% tillable flat dry land with the remainder in waterways and timber. Tract 4 is 228 acres, 156 acres cropland, 16 acres pasture, and the remainder in timber and lake. This is an outstanding hunting and fishing property with a 20-acre lake. Tract 5 is 113 acres, 46 acres cropland, the balance in pasture. For inspection or details, contact Derek Vertiska with Edgewater Farm Management at edgewaterfm.biz. Simultaneous live and online bidding for these fine tracts, Gage County farmland, located north of Odell, Thursday, February 25th. Sale time 10 a.m. at the Odell Community Center.
Freshest, creamiest butter you've ever tasted will come right from your kitchen. Hi, I'm Jody Hinke. Making homemade butter is easy, and your biscuits will never taste better as you're living the country life.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic and from previous shows by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com. We'll return to the show after these messages.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
This year, you can attend Commodity Classic without leaving your farm because it's being delivered digitally and direct to your farm March 2nd through 5th. Outstanding education, top-notch speakers, and the latest innovation and technology, all on your computer, tablet, or smartphone. Register at CommodityClassic.com. And thanks to our agribusiness sponsors, the first 5,000 farmers who register will have their $20 registration fee covered. The 2021 special edition of Commodity Classic, March 2nd through 5th. Discover more at CommodityClassic.com.
Years ago, I volunteered at a living history pioneer farm and learned a lot of skills from the 1850s, including how to churn butter. Lynn Blanchard is the test kitchen director for Better Homes and Gardens. She says if you'd like to try making butter but don't have farm fresh milk, purchased cream will do fine. 1 quart will make about 1 pound of butter. Pour the cream into a blender, mixer, or a food processor, and as it whirs around, you'll see a transformation.
You'll notice that the butterfat will separate out from the buttermilk, if you will, and so you'll start to see a real watery liquid. In a blender, it will go really fast. In a food processor, it will go quickly, too. You'll just see the butter start to come together and form.
You can also make butter in a jar, which is a fun project for kids. Shake the cream vigorously for about 10 minutes, and you'll have a lump of butter. When you're finished, the buttermilk has to be removed or the butter will taste sour. An easy way is to line a strainer with a cheesecloth and pour in the butter mixture so the buttermilk can drain off.
One reason for doing it with the cheesecloth is because you'll want to knead it even a little more, and so by kneading it within the cheesecloth, that just squeezes out a little extra liquid. And then there's a step, it's called washing your butter, which helps you to remove all of the extra buttermilk, and it actually allows your butter to store longer too.
Be sure to save the buttermilk for baking. It's great for making pancakes and biscuits. Leave the butter unsalted or salted to your taste. Blanchard says sea salt or kosher salt will give it more of a pure flavor. Store the butter in a covered container in the fridge for 2 to 3 weeks. Find more tips for making homemade butter at livingthecountrylife.com. I'll see you in the country.
Living the Country Life. Ideas and inspiration for your place in the country. You can find more information on today's topic, share your tips, and post photos by visiting us online at livingthecountrylife.com.
Need to replace or repair your current vehicle? Honeyman Auto Sales and Service is here to help you with either one. Put your stimulus check or tax return to work. Call us or come see us at Honeyman Auto Sales and Service, East Highway 36 in Marysville. Or online at honeymanauto.com, home of quality and value.
He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the little bitty baby in his hands. He's got the little bitty baby. In his hands, he's got the little bitty baby. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got you and me, brother. In his hands, he's got you and me, brother. Right in his hands, he's got you and me, brother. In his hands, he's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got everybody here right in his hand. He's got everybody here right in his hand. He's got everybody here right in his hand. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole world in his hands. He's got the whole wide world in his hands. He's got the whole.
Talk about the dreaded word, debt. In some cases, debt can often feel like a never-ending hole that you're constantly trying to dig yourself out of. Hi, I'm Callie Breeze with Thrivent, helping you thrive with purpose. You know, God calls us to live full and meaningful lives. Yet if we're buried in debt, we can be left feeling hopeless and stuck. Are you currently feeling trapped due to debt? Here are 3 steps you can take today to start experiencing financial clarity in your life. First, Set up AutoPay for your monthly bills. By doing this, you won't miss a payment and you don't risk the chance of late fees. Second, simplify your budget. Cut unnecessary spending. Finally, hire a professional. Working with someone who has an outside perspective will give you a new point of view and help hold you accountable. Paying off debt doesn't have to be as scary as it sounds, and if you take small steps daily, you'll begin to experience financial clarity and freedom quicker than you realize.
It's Veteran Patient Recognition Week, and Hummus Trucking Incorporated asks listeners to gratefully remember the many brave men and women who continue to battle the health issues associated with their military service. Hummus Trucking Incorporated in Seneca, commercial trucking, truck and trailer repair. Dale Wilhelm with Wilhelm Auction Service salutes the military personnel who were wounded while in service to this great country and who still receive medical care or assistance today. These sacrifices should remind every American that the price of freedom is not free. Thank you, soldiers. Wilhelm Auction Service in Seneca. Olson Right of Way and Maintenance salutes all area veterans who have bravely and fearlessly sacrificed so much of themselves for the freedoms and privileges of American citizens. To the men and women in uniform, past, present, and future, thank you. Olson Right of Way and Maintenance in Seneca. Work done timely, right, safe.
Protecting your hearing when it's not so peaceful down on the farm. Stay tuned for Farm to Fork. Make this the planting season you do away with talc and graphite as your seed lubricant solution in the planter box. Switch to the 100% soy-based product called Dust. Made by an Iowa company called Low Mutac, Dust is cleaner, safer to use, and farmer-proven in the field. Look for your local dealer. Visit lowmutac.com. That's lowmutac.com or call 844-GET-DUST.
Hey there, it's Mike Rowe, and if you're out there getting dirty, do me a favor and remember to call or click 811 before you dig. And when I say dig, I refer to any activity requiring boring, tilling, drilling, probing, reaming, plowing, drudging, or even scoping. Anything that causes you to roll up your sleeves a little and dig in requires you to first connect with 811 so that you can avoid all those buried pipes, wires, and cables underground. To sum up, call or click 811 before you dig and visit safeexcavator.com for more information.
This is ironic. The people most in need of the following information may not be able to hear it on the radio. We're talking about hearing loss from sustained exposure to loud noise, the kind you often find on a farm or ranch. Audiologist Sarah Angerman says there are three ways to deal with noisy environments.
We can walk away, meaning that we can reduce our exposure to noise simply by taking breaks, or by moving away from somebody else who is using loud equipment if we could do our work elsewhere. Second strategy is turn it down. For example, we can purchase quieter equipment from the get-go, or we can put barriers around equipment that is particularly noisy to reduce our noise exposure. And then our third strategy is to protect our hearing through hearing protection devices.
Angerman says this is so important because hearing loss is permanent. What are some signs you may have hearing loss?
If other people seem like they are mumbling, it may be that you are missing out on some of the sounds of speech. If you notice that you have more difficulty conversing when there's noise in the background, such as at a restaurant or party, that's another early sign of hearing difficulty.
That's Farm to Fork. I'm Daryl Anderson.
John Hankey with Third Road Ag Sales features C-Tech Genetics, Polansky Seed, as well as Concept, Agritech Microbials and Fertilizer Supplements and Seed Treatments. They also offer American Knit Wrap with $5 from every roll sold, benefiting veterans charities. Third Road Ag Sales is a family-run ag supplier offering top-of-the-line products and first-class customer service. Call John Hankey today at 562-7157. Or find them at Third Road Ag Sales on Facebook. Count on Third Road Ag Sales for help growing your profits.
Ag News, Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead. House and Senate Ag Democrats have agreed on budget instructions for the farm, food, and rural parts of the party's massive COVID-19 relief bill. Democrats hope to pass in the next few weeks. There's $3.6 billion to strengthen the food supply chain and feed the hungry. Senate Ag Chair Debbie Stabenow.
Many essential food workers were on the front lines without adequate protection. Farmers had no choice but to destroy the crops they could not sell. Millions of families still don't have enough food to eat, and food banks are overwhelmed.
There's $100 million for small meat processor overtime fee relief, more for food donation buys from farmers, extra food stamp enhancements, billions for minority farmers and institutions, and funds for rural hospitals, vaccine access, testing, and telehealth. USDA Secretary nominee for a second run, Tom Vilsack, on his recent confirmation hearing.
We need to make sure that our workers, our essential workers on the line, in the farm fields, in processing facilities and alike, are protected. And we certainly need to work collaboratively with the Congress and others to build back the rural economy in better shape than it was before the COVID crisis.
But there's also $13 billion in farm aid from December's enacted COVID-19 relief package that needs to be spent.
We also have to review the additional relief that's been ordered by Congress and try to get that into the hands of farmers, ranchers, producers, and those in rural America as quickly, efficiently, as effectively as possible.
Of course, Vilsack still has to be confirmed by the full Senate, which is now more likely after the Senate concludes its impeachment trial of former President Donald Trump, which is currently ongoing. Ag News from Mid-America Ag Network. I'm Craig Mead.
Midwest Kia is celebrating President's Day all month long with huge savings on over 200 new Kias. Check out the all-new 2021 Kia lineup and save big no matter what you choose. This month, get 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on select new 2021 Kia models. And while they last, get dealer discounts up to $12,000 on remaining new 2020 Kias in stock. The President's Day sales event is going on now with the all-new three-row Kia Sorento, the sporty K5, and the versatile Seltos with standard all-weather drive. No matter what you choose, you'll drive away with Kia's market-leading 10-year warranty. Come see us or shop online at MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with group credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited air financing on Sportage, Niro, Cadenza, K900 through KMF with 1333.1000 finance. Example, 2020 K900. Stock number K8573. Limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details. Expires.
New Frontier Ag in McCook, Nebraska is Western Nebraska's stocking land roller dealer. You've read about them. Rolling your ground before planting can give you 3 to 5 bushel yield bump in soybeans. They can also be used to smooth alfalfa ground that the gophers are messing with. Rolling corn stalks after harvest is also very successful operation you can do with a land roller. New Frontier Ag carries the Summers brand of land rollers and has them in sizes from 20 to 60 feet. Call New Frontier Ag 308-340-8989 for your land roller needs.
From AgView.net, I'm Ken Rogers with Ag News. A rule change advocated by Representative Ron Kind allowed rural states a larger share of the Paycheck Protection Program. The Democrat from Wisconsin says the Paycheck Protection Program has been a lifeline for farmers and small businesses, but too many were getting left behind.
Yeah, you know, I worked hard to make sure that our family farmers also qualified as a small business for the Paycheck Protection Program because they are small businesses and they have been going through a very tough time during the COVID crisis. And so we accomplished that last year in the COVID package. And we're making sure that it is being rolled out and worked well with the Small Business Administration.
In June, Kind and others introduced a bipartisan piece of legislation to expand access to PPP loans for certain farmers and ranchers who had previously been deemed ineligible for loans under the program. The legislation was included in the COVID-19 relief package that was passed in December, but Kind says the change is not yet complete.
The Small Business Administration has decided to limit the qualification to just sole proprietorships. That does exclude partnerships and LLCs, and that wasn't Congress's intent. As long as you're a family farm operation with up to $100,000 worth of gross profits using Schedule F as your tax form, you should be qualifying for the P3 program. So we're working with SBA now to clarify that.
Small businesses in Kansas, Nebraska, Oklahoma, and some other rural states have been the most successful at getting federal pandemic relief of the $284 billion round of aid. buoyed up by a new rule that authorizes loans to many farms that didn't qualify before. That is Ag News. I'm Ken Rogers. That's Ag News from AgView.net. I'm Ken Rogers.
Did you know that one out of every three mouthfuls of food we eat is produced by insect pollination, most of which is done by bees? In fact, bees are vitally important to food production. That's why modern agriculture is working with beekeepers to promote bee health. Ensuring a sustainable food supply requires each of us to play our part in preserving the land and protecting pollinators. This public service announcement is brought to you by Syngenta.
Saturated buffers are a relatively new practice for improving water quality. They direct nitrates into the soil instead of the stream. On Successful Farming Radio.
Successful Farming Radio, providing information farmers need in the field, in the shop, and in the office. Committed to growing your business in agriculture.
America's farmer-led, farmer-focused experience is coming direct to your farm this year. The 2021 Commodity Classic will be delivered digitally March 2nd through 5th with an impressive lineup of great speakers, education, innovation, and technology. And if you're one of the first 5,000 farmers to register, you'll have your $20 registration fee covered thanks to our generous agribusiness sponsors. The 2021 Special Edition of Commodity Classic, March 2nd through 5th. Discover more and register today at commodityclassic.com.
Finally, an easier way to get commodity price updates. Successful Farming Live is an easy-to-use tool that you can use to search Chicago Board of Trade and local cash prices, all by using your voice. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live. Visit agriculture.com/smart for more information. From corn to cattle, hogs to soy, getting commodity prices has never been easier. Just say, Alexa, enable Successful Farming Live.
Keep nitrates in the soil and out of the stream by installing a practice called a saturated buffer as part of the tile drainage outlet. Jim Jordahl is the program and operations director for the Iowa Agriculture Water Alliance. He says saturated buffers are installed at the tile line near a stream, and new tile lines are placed parallel to the stream. The water flow is then diverted to the new lateral tile lines.
These lines are perforated, and that flow goes through the soil slowly and through that vegetated area back toward the stream. And the idea is that we can remove the nitrate that's in that tile flow by being taken up into the plants that are in that riparian area, or just the actions of bacteria can turn that nitrate into a harmless nitrogen gas.
Like most edge-of-field conservation practices, the area has to meet specific criteria before a saturated buffer can be installed. It doesn't bring a direct economic benefit to the landowner, but it's still advantageous.
The bulk of the benefit really goes to the water users downstream. Because of that, we have a number of financial assistance, or what you might call cost share type programs, that can defray most, if not all, of the cost for these practices. So farmers and landowners that just want to be proactive and do all they can and kind of stay on the cutting edge of these kind of practices.
Jordahl says saturated buffers remove a lot of nitrate, are low maintenance, relatively simple to install, and low cost. I'm Jody Hinke. Learn more about saturated buffers at agriculture.com.
Hitchpin is changing the way producers work together by connecting them with the services and resources they need when they need them. Why spend hours on the phone and browsing classifieds? Try Hitchpin's free agriculture app to keep you connected to producers and services anytime. You save the transaction fee by going to hitchpin.com and type in keyword AgView at checkout. Again, keyword AgView for no transaction fee on hitchpin.com. Hitchpin, your ag marketplace.
Market information from Mid-America Ag Network. Well, Kansas City wheat still struggling a bit here as we head towards the end of the day. March KC wheat is at 613. That's down one. May is at 618 and three quarters. That's down one and a quarter. And Chicago wheat and Minneapolis wheat are kind of in the same boat. March corn is up five at 539. May corn is up five and a half at 538 and a quarter. All the back months are solidly green. Soybeans trying to recover some of those losses from yesterday. March beans up 11 and three quarters at 1365 and three quarters. May beans up 12 at 1364 and a half. The soy products are mixed. The meal is up. The bean oil is down.
Well, bean oil has just bounced back up too now. March bean oil is up 1 at 45.70. May is up 2 at 45.02. March bean meal is up 5.30 at 427.60. May's up 5.10 at 426.90. So things in the soy complex at the present time look pretty good. Cotton is on quite a rally. March cotton up 113 at 85.80. May cotton is up 109 at 87.27. In the livestock complex, mixed numbers there. February live cattle down 57 at 115.55, while April is up 47 at 123.17. In the feeder cattle, March feeders unchanged at 139.50. April up 17 at 143.67. Hopefully that will hold on until we get to the finish of the day, with both the live cattle and feeder cattle being mostly higher. February hogs up 52 at 74.07. April hogs up 157 at 83.40. So all in all, not a bad look in the livestock complex. Crude oil struggling today. March crude down 36 at 58.32. April's down 34 at 58.23. Unleaded gas, heating oil, and natural gas are all also lower. Gold is sharply lower. February gold down $14.80 currently at $1,825.80 an ounce. Markets, Mid-America Ag Network.
Midwest Kia is celebrating President's Day all month long with huge savings on over 200 new Kias. Check out the all-new 2021 Kia lineup and save big no matter what you choose. This month, get 0% APR financing for up to 75 months on select new 2021 Kia models. And while they last, get dealer discounts up to $12,000 on remaining new 2020 Kias in stock. The President's Day sales event is going on now with the all-new three-row Kia Sorento, the sporty K5, and the versatile Seltos with standard all-weather drive. No matter what you choose, you'll drive away with Kia's market-leading 10-year warranty. Come see us or shop online at MidwestKia.com.
We want to see you in a Midwest Kia.
Offers on select models with approved credit plus tax and fees. Not all customers qualify. Limited air financing on sportage. Nero, Cadenza, K900 through KMF with 1333, 1000 finance. Example, 2020 K900. Stock number K8573. Limited powertrain warranty. See dealer for details. Expires 2020.
Did you know that Purple Wave sells thousands of pieces of ag equipment, construction equipment, and vehicles at no reserve auction each month? That's right. All items sell to the highest bidders, regardless of price, with no reserves and no gimmicks. At purplewave.com, you'll find the equipment you're looking for, along with detailed pictures, descriptions, and internet bidding. Visit purplewave.com to start bidding anytime, anywhere, with Purple Wave Auction. Straight, simple, sold.
The new 2021 Chevy Silverado pickups are available at Venotis Motor Company in Marysville. With the new Silverado 1500 model, it's the High Country Edition. A Chevy Silverado 3500 HD. And a 2021 Chevy Colorado four-wheel drive. Test drive yours today at the Nordis Motor Company in Marysville.
KNDY.
Don't know much about history. Don't know much biology. Don't know much about a science book. Don't know much about the French I took. But I do know.
History.
Mm-hmm.
Biology.
Well, I cha 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 cha.
seeking the perfect part-time opportunity to earn real money based on your ability and your effort? Do you like meeting people, working with businesses and developing prospects, and charting your course towards success? Would you welcome the chance to set your own hours and work schedule? If you answered yes and you have experience in sales or marketing, we'd like to talk. Radio KNDY is seeking an account representative to call on local retail and service businesses, assist in developing and expanding their marketing plans, and help in growing their business prospects. You absolutely need to be a well-organized self-starter, relate and communicate well with others, be creative in developing ideas and strategies, and be efficient and thorough in follow-through. A radio or advertising background is helpful, but we would certainly work with the right individual experienced in sales or marketing. Today's business environment demands that you be flexible, committed, and willing to get the job done. In return, we'll establish contacts and leads with you and allow a commission that rewards your efforts. This is a part-time position to start, but can work into a full-time opportunity if you stay with it. Contact us today with your resume, experience, and qualifications. Email KNDY at bluevalley.net. That's KNDY at bluevalley.net. For additional details, contact station manager Bruce Dierking.
The Black Squirrel City's brand of classic country, heard through seven decades across Kansas and Nebraska. KNDY Marysville is AM 1570 and FM 94.1.